الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing the 1,000 rakats of Nafal Salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, that each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our heart. Secondly, my dear respected friends, deen is noble. Allah has sent this complete deen through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Ummah. If we practice on it, we will be successful. If we don't practice on it, we ourselves will get a loss. So whatever during the month of Ramadan, after Ramadan, here we talk, let us always make this intention if we are going to listen. If we listen carefully and thereafter we make intention that we are going to practice, we will become very, very good Muslims. We will become very, very obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will become true followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us have this quality to do it. We don't need that we got to change our intention and make a little bit of effort, a little bit of struggle, and a little bit of dedication. So Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا لَنَحْيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that whoever makes mujahida, you will show them the path. Now what is this mujahida? Mujahida means to go against your carnal desires. And going against your carnal desires, you got to have some sort of dedication, some sort of sacrifice. Spend your time in the worship of Allah. My dear respected friends, you will never ever regret it, because it will be with you in this world. It will be with you in the grave. It will be with you on the day of Qiyamah. It will be with you when you cross the full Sirat. And alhamdulillah, Allah surely will be with you in Jannah as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what do we want to go behind? Something that we are going to leave behind, something that is going to be destroyed, or something that is going to be with, forever with us till Jannah. Choice is yours. Spend your time in the correct manner and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things never ever get destroyed, can't get stolen, can't get cut to smithereens, can't burn, will be forever. So come, my dear respected friends, let us make our first resolution that we have come here to the Etikaf to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what we are going to do. We are not going to do anything besides this, because Etikaf means seclusion. Seclusion from what? From the streets outside? From the buildings outside? From your wife? From your children? From your house? From your bed? No, that is not seclusion. Seclusion is to come into the house of Allah and attach yourself to Allah. And in such a way, like a mad man. When a man is mad, he sees nothing on his right, he sees nothing on his left. So that is what you got to see. That you only attach yourself. Don't worry about who's on your right, who's on your left, what is this one doing, what is that one doing. These are ploys of shaitan to take you away from this path, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attach yourself to Allah. Please, my dear respected friends, be wary of these two. That is shaitan and our carnal desire. Allah Ta'ala has assisted the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that the shayateen have been chained. But these are only the rebellious shaitan and thrown into the sea, so that they do not spoil the path and the worship of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the small ones are still around. And those are the ones that we have to be careful about. My dear respected friends, every single worship of Allah that we do, whether we read Quran and Kareem, whether we read our Namaz, whether we make Zikr, whether we read Durood Salawat, all of them, any one of them, we are going to find waswasa, evil thoughts from Shaitan, all of them, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. That is the small one doing the job. Now what does the Shaitan do? He brings those evil thoughts into our mind and from there it goes into our carnal desire. And our carnal desire begins to play a havoc with it. Brings those thoughts and build on the thoughts, and believe me, those thoughts can carry on for a very long time. One way to make these ibadahs is telling Allah, we are worshipping you solely. And on the other hand, we are thinking of all these evil things. A lot of times it is not evil, it is even good things that we think about. But how would you like that you are making love to your wife and he picks up the phone, cell phone, and say, I am talking to my boyfriend. Are we going to like that situation? Nobody is going to like it. Likewise, we are worshipping Allah, and here we are thinking of all other things. But it is something that is natural that comes to every human being. If it doesn't come to the human being, then it is not for human. That is what Adam alayhi salam, as the Quran says, because this is Ali too, that the waswasa Shaitan has put on Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. Now this waswasa comes into our mind, into our heart, into our carnal desires. What should we be doing? Our Buzurganadi, our pious elders have taught us many remedies for it. Some of them seem so funny that we don't want to believe them, that it is not a workable thing, but it really works. My dear respected friends, if you are even in Salah, these evil thoughts come. You read in Quran, these evil thoughts come. You are reading Sufi, these evil thoughts come, etc. Think in your mind that I am enjoying. Shaitan will not want you to enjoy your ibadah. But Shaitan will be. If you are out of Salah, read right, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, blow on your left shoulder, making an intention that Allah Ta'ala safeguard you from Shaitan's circus. Then, my dear respected friend, read also what is La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyil Azim. And in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your heart silently reading Allah, 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 Allah. By doing this, inshallah, the evil influences of Shaitan will be gone. My dear respected friend, if we do something, we're going to get something. We do nothing, we get nothing. If we do something, who is gaining? Is Allah gaining? Is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gaining? Is your friends around in the etiquette gaining? No. We are the ones that will gain. So be very, very cautious of your time. So Allah has taken the oath of time in the Quran where Allah says, Wal'asr. Allah can only take oath of something that is of highest importance. One thing, my dear respected friends, remember that you have come here to attain something, to change your life, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., etc., etc. If you work towards it, you are going to get it. It doesn't come for nothing. But if you waste your time in futile things, believe me, you are going to be deprived. Let us not be among those that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there are many who fast during the month of Ramadan that attain nothing out of it except in hunger. There are many that stand up in prayer during the month of Ramadan that attain nothing out of it except in tiredness. If we don't do things the correct way, yet if it is easy, my dear respected friends, we are going to be deprived. Let us not be among those groups that are going to be deprived. The biggest thing we got to fight, my dear respected friends, the biggest thing that we got to fight, the biggest thing we got to fight is our carnal desire. It will want us to speak. It will want us to search around. What is this one doing? What is that one doing? All these things are futile things that will take you away from the kingdom of Allah. I take the oath of Allah, Allah is Azim. You can control your talking in this 29 days of Ramadan, which is left. One day is gone by. 29 days of Ramadan. You can control your speeching. I guarantee you become a wali. I say again, I guarantee you become a wali. For the third time, I say, I guarantee you will become a wali. You must control your speaking. Don't speak to anybody. Only speak when you are spoken to, and that is also of great necessity. And you only speak when you got some dire. I use the word dire because Mu'min got all these, all day he got me. The only that very, very dire means, otherwise he means silent. Really, you will find the difference. It is for that reason our spiritual mentor, the Shaykh Madana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, every single Ramadan, you should tell his murid and his associates, that I have only one ma'amun during the month of Ramadan, and that ma'amun is not to speak. To stay away from speech. Keep to yourself. You can only be in seclusion. You can only be aloof if you don't speak. So if you want to be in that seclusion, my dear respected friend, don't talk. Even if you've got 10 people around you, you can still be in that seclusion thinking that I am the presence of my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep yourself in the presence all the time, thinking about it. And inshallah, while you are reading your Salah, your Quran, whatever you are, and you are going to be in that situation in this place, slowly, 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 you are going to progress to the ma'rifat of Allah. But you got to build yourself. Now first lesson, don't speak. Second lesson, my dear, speak as least as you possibly can. Mawlana Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his advanced age, I'm speaking of, I'm not speaking when he was young, in his advanced age, during the month of Ramadan, to only, I say the word only, survive on a few sources, not a few cups, a few sources of tea. His associates hardened used to beg him that, Hazrat, you are going to get weak, eat something. If you are not going to eat, you will not be able to stand upright. Oh, my dear respected friends, he did not listen to his Khadiji associate. He used to only the whole month drink that few sources of tea. And he used to say, the delightful situation of Jannah I am experiencing in this world. Now, if you do something, you get something. You do nothing, you get nothing. Remember, my dear respected friends, there is no prohibition of eating. If you want to, eat the whole bag of food yourself. No problem. But remember one thing. The least you eat in the month of Ramadan, the least shaitan will protect you in the coming year. The least you eat in the month of Ramadan, the least shaitan will protect you in the coming year. The least you eat in Ramadan, the least shaitan will protect you till the next Ramadan. Come, we can do it. If we try, we have to fight the carnal desire. We got to weaken him. If we don't weaken him, or rather they say the carnal desire is a female, so we say her. If you cannot weaken her, it is going to climb you. And it is going to dictate what you must do in life. Go this way, go that way, do this, do that. And the carnal desire can never ever be trusted till the day you die. It is always going to mislead you to the wrong. Always mislead you. Never bring you onto the right. Even if the carnal desire tells you to do something right, there's a hidden agenda in it. Don't trust your carnal desire. So that's why you got to weaken the carnal desire. The Buddha Ganaji says that the carnal desire is like a wild horse. If you mount the wild horse, you ride it, it's going to drop you. You're either going to die or you're going to get injured. But yet when you say, why the horse is changing, it will be a nice, beautiful ride. Likewise, let us fight our carnal desires. In every little thing that we can fight it in this Ramadan. Whether it's our sleeping, eating, getting up, mixing with people, everything that is concerned. For this carnal desire wants everything of the best. It wants to be the king of kings. It never wants to become the slave of a slave. We got to train the carnal desire to become the slave of a slave. So Allah gave us this opportunity in the month of Ramadan that we fast. When we fast, the desires go down. When the desires go down, then the carnal desire, the lips start becoming slowly, slowly weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Then he has no power to carry the person. My dear respected friend, fight your carnal desires, you and me. And the carnal desire, the first thing which is going to make you do in the etiquette is to speak. Every night before you go to bed, take stock. How much did I talk for the day? Stay away from talking. Inshallah, you will benefit. If you want to talk, talk to Allah by making a zikr, by reading the Quran al-Kareem. And the Quran al-Kareem has a special attachment with the month of Ramadan. My dear respected friends, it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Ibrahim alayhi salam came every year. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim read to one another. Taraweeh is only once a year where Quran is made khatam, trying to show to the Ummah the importance of reading Quran. Spend all your excess time, all your free time in reading the Quran. It is going to benefit you, for the Quran has the power to cleanse your heart of the rust of sin and evil, as has been shown in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't have time to go in the senses in your thoughts. So, believe me, it comes in the hadith, read Quran and make your intention. Do not read the Quran ever without making your intention. Among the intentions, all is included that, O Allah, for the recitation of the Quran, strengthen my eyes. Inshallah, your eyes will be strengthened with the nur of the Quran. Also, always make that intention, never ever read the Quran without making this intention also. That, O Allah, for the recitation of the Quran and Kareem, strengthen my heart of the wrath of sin and evil. And also, always make this dua, O Allah, for the recitation of the Quran and Kareem, attach me to you. And when you read the Quran and Kareem, even if it be a few ayat, always make that intention that you are reading it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you reading and Allah is listening. May Allah ta'ala make it easy upon you, me and all the Muslims to follow. My dear respected friends, as from tomorrow we are going to have a series that every day of Ramadan we will be speaking on. We are going to speak on vain talk. Every single day. We are going to speak on the importance of dua. We are going to speak on the recitation of the Quran Kareem. There are four or five subjects that have been chosen, including one story every single day. Inshallah, we will start tomorrow. Today was just a warm-up telling you about the importance of Ramadan. So, my dear respected friends, two more advices and then we close the talk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do four things in excess. To please Allah, two which we cannot do without. Do for Allah in excess of La ilaha illallah and the two which we cannot do without entering the Jannah and refuge from the fire of Jahannam. These four are blended with durood. Durood is surely accepted by Allah, never ever rejected. If these four are blended with durood, inshallah, Allah will accept the durood salawat, will accept these four verses also. There are cards available that were there, there are many places. There are cards also behind me also. There is, please help yourself, because it's the durood salawat. A hadith also, they all four of these. I guarantee you will not be able to read 100 a day. I ask you just nicely to read 10 a day. Make it easy for you. Don't try for 100 because you're not going to make it. Because you are going to spend a lot of time in, you know, socializing and talking and not showing that I am somebody, I am somewhere and I come from here and I am like this and I got so much money and I got so much and I'm like this and I'm like this. All your previous time, it is going to keep you away and Allah will even take the tawfiq for you to make the Bible for you only to make the answer. I promise you won't. So this is saying, my dear respected, make advice in the month of Ramadan, Allah accepts from dua. 10 minutes before you breaking the fast, please, don't even listen to start. Drop your hand, make dua, thank you. But when you make dua, ask, don't recite, ask. You must know what you're asking Allah. Many languages. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will accept your du'as. From tomorrow, we are going to keep on du'as also every single day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me you and all the Muslims in Tawfiq. Follow the Siratul Mustaqeem. Spend our month of Ramadan wisely. And to have the consciousness what we are came for, what we are doing. Divorce everybody around you. Please, divorce them. Don't associate. Don't speak to them. Don't mix with them. Don't talk to them. Come, my dear respected friends, you will change. May Allah help us. آخر دوانا نے ہم جائے رب جائے
امام کو بچائے نبی مدینہ منورہ and you have noticed that he's fighting this man passed away and was buried in the cemetery of Rawa Madinah Munawwara in Jannat al-Baqi and in the norm of the custom in the cemetery of Saudi Arabia that after every 5 minutes when the time came for this pious person's grace to be given, when they set up an amazement they found the body of a woman inside. Now what is the body of a woman doing in this way when they have punished a chef, a great person, pious person, the body of the people's mind. He opened up the agency of this woman, but among the people that were on the side of the grave, one person recognized this woman and said that this woman is from Allah. This woman, I'm in her house. And secretly she was practicing Islam. She did not go to war. So they sent this man to France to the king. That this woman had died, this is a very important person. So they go, they ask nicely to the parents, please, we've got to, you know, the car has a month, this is great, you must get, because we find your father, she's coming in Manila, she's not coming here, but we've got to find her here. Somehow they agree, they open up the coffin. When they open up the coffin, they found the bones of this Muslim. Now this perturbed the people. When they were perturbed, they came to Manila again. Said, let's go to the family and find out what was the Rasul doing. Said, Allah Ta'ala, do this for him away from Madina Munawwara in France to the cemetery in Fahd. My dear respected friend, I was speaking to one Khalifa a few years ago in Madina Munawwara, and this Khalifa told me that I had a friend that was suffering from insomnia. And he was saying right opposite the gentleman, but he's burning mark, and he's sitting at night, can't sleep, he's come out on the balcony, he's sitting at the roof. And he said, many times, he's amazed, he's angry, but afraid that the body come out of the gentleman, but he's like, wait a minute. In the cover, the whole thing is over. Many times he's destroyed. Today, something that is possible that the body can be transferred from one way to another. So anyway, they came to the family and asked the family. So the family said, no, you are very fine, doing everything upright. No, then there must be something you are doing. After finding out, the family said, yes, when he inquired of Aji, Osa, when he inquired of Aji, Osa, when he inquired of Aji, Osa, we should always say that how nice are the Christians that they don't have to bath after they become impure. That was the only statement we made all of them. That how nice is that they don't have to bath, but we have to bath for our issues. Just that statement alone, my dear respected, took his body away from the blessed place of Madina Munawwara. One statement only. Now how many important statements are there? How many important entering into Jannah. How great the presence of God. Jannah, Delhi, and Allah is going to see us with best kind of eyes. Allah is going to utter and say, hey, man, you are the best of all in the world. You're going to Jannah. Now I'm coming. You fly over the good world. They're expecting death. If that was death, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about punishment in the grave? The consternation on the day of Qiyamah. And these are for Muslims that are speaking, not for me. Please, my dear respected friends, do the change of your heart. It will help you change. Why are we talking about death and your punishment? Suleiman Rajon, you're very regular in our messages. When he said in his daughter, Mother of his daughter, the Lord, when he becomes regular, he becomes a day, Father, Father, in the morning, he says, this is the day, he was not, and then they say, well, you know, and I have to say, I'm the day, 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 so, let us all be, and we will not, and then they say, well, I'm the day, I'm the day, and you read your Wajibas after the talk, because they are ready to come here to listen to the talk. They find that the time is very short for them to get their home and prepare the big study. If they can take 3 minutes, they can take 3 minutes. So your remembrance of death, final life of becoming, all those read after the program. You'll have a few extra moments.